Every week in our house, we do the crossword. Sometimes it causes arguments. Every time it causes arguments, in fact. But that's half the fun. Welcome to Crosswords. Okay, right. I suppose we better introduce ourselves first. I'm Claire. I'm the crossword controller, clue reader, outerer, and referee.
Hello, I'm Bob, man of the house, husband to Claire, and world-weary Wolverhampton Wanderers fan.
And I'm Uncle Nick, the house guest who continues to overstay his welcome.
And together, we'll be doing this week's general knowledge crossword from the New Zealand Listener.
Renowned home of quality crosswords since whenever they started doing crosswords. You're a Kiwi, Nick. When was that?
I got no idea.
Well, that bodes well then.
All right, you two. Come on, let's not argue before we even start. It's time for crosswords.
You're ready. Ooh. What? Nick, your line.
No, you didn't make my line. Yes, yeah, so we're reading from a script that Bob wrote, and it's not a good script.
That's all right.
Perhaps we'll change it slightly for next time.
But what's the joke?
I already sound like Anne Robinson.
You already sound like Anne Robinson.
I do.
And who's Anne Robinson?
Anne Robinson is a particularly draconian quiz mistress.
From England?
Yes. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh, okay.
one, you remember?
Oh, yes. She's
okay. evil.
Okay, all right, diving straight in. First question on our crossword. Since the late 1990s, what pasture plant has suffered severe reduction in New Zealand as a result of a root weevil?
Kiwi expert.
Yeah, exactly.
But so again,
root weevil expert.
So what is it?
It's a pasture plant.
A pasture plant. Oh, is it?
That is dying off because of root weevil. Six
is
letters.
Is it dot?
Is that six letters?
Oh,
that's not
a pasture plant.
It's not six letters.
No.
Is it a potato?
I'm not sure that it's pastoral farming either, Doc. Isn't it just a...
No, okay. So it's a pastoral farm. Is it?
All right, we'll come back to that. Right.
It's a good start,
good
isn't
start.
It?
Strong start.
Excellent.
Oh, you'll like this one. What contagious skin disease is caused by the itch mite? Seven down. Oh, that's...
Scabies.
Scabies, yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
Notice I did scratching while
so,
I asked
so far
question.
We've got weevils and mites. Is there a theme in this crossword?
On their pets there is.
You have to ask Alan Shuker.
Who's Alan Shuker?
He's the guy who compiled the crossword.
Oh, is he the guy with... Oh, okay. Hi, Alan.
And I believe it runs in the family, because doesn't someone... See, Simon Shuker does the take five in the listener.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to use the letters from scabies and keep on moving on.
I hope we got it right.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay, our pasture plant starts with a C, so if you just keep that in mind.
Clover.
Clover. That's
all will be rolling in clover.
Not cowslip.
This is a double one, 8 and 10 across, is which Italian-born automobile designer and manufacturer, looking at you here, Nick, produced his Type 1 in 1898, 6-7.
His Type 1 car?
Yeah, in 1898.
In 1898?
Yeah. I was thinking, because it's two letters, something like Mercedes-Benz.
It's
but it would be the person.
It's Italian, is it?
It's not
yes.
Enzo
so
Ferrari,
not,
then.
Enzo Ferrari, yeah.
No, exactly.
No, it's not.
Because it's 6-7. Enzo is only 5.
Benito Maserati.
Yeah.
No, the surname starts with a B.
Oh,
I'll give you that, and it's not Benz. It's a lot because it's seven letters.
Benz is... Isn't Benz German?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Well, designer and manufacturer. So it may not be the actual vehicle name. It was just the guy who designed.
B.
Always was in them days.
A B, yeah.
B.
It was a one-man band.
I just keep thinking Benz, but that's not going to work. Right, come back to that one. Oh, here we go. We'll know this one. Which Dutch cheese is traditionally sold in round cylinders with a red wax coating?
Mini Baby Bell.
Edam for the score.
Edam it is indeed.
Edam.
Yes.
Well, we should note to viewers that we are very fond of cheese.
Oh, yes.
In this little circle.
Also, that we don't have viewers.
We don't have viewers. No, that's right. They're listeners. We don't have anybody here.
No.
This is just us sitting around talking.
We're filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Of nobody.
Sometimes the bar. Cat.
Okay, we're moving on again. This is one heading your way, Bob. What is the capital and largest town of the Isle of Man? Seven letters.
Douglas.
Douglas.
Douglas. The town is called Douglas.
Lovely chap.
I remember years ago, though, you know when the Challenger disaster happened? There were seven astronauts that died in that, and they'd just discovered, like, seven moons of Saturn or something like that, or seven new moons had been discovered, and they were going to name them after the astronauts. And one of them was called Smith. And I always thought, the planet Smith. Welcome to the planet Smith.
Yeah, coming from someone who has an island called Stewart in their country, I think we're on shaky ground here.
So it wasn't named after the Smiths.
No, nothing's named after the
Bugatti.
Smiths.
Bugatti.
Bugatti.
Oh.
Anyone know his first name?
John.
Enzo. Douglas. Douglas Bugatti.
Fabio.
Bugatti has an H in it, doesn't it? Bugatti.
No.
No. I'm thinking of something else.
No, that's Bukkake. Okay. That's all. You don't want that.
Bukkake. We'll come back to his first name, but we like Bugatti. Which city hosted the 1962 Commonwealth Games?
Christchurch.
Nope. How many letters?
Five letters. Second letter's an E.
Derby.
City. What city? What year was
only
it?
Only five letters. 1962. No clue. But we're not going to get any more on that, so we
probably
have
somewhere in Australia.
62.
And what do we have a letter?
Yes, okay, five letters, blank E, blank T, blank. So it's probably something T-Y.
E, something E. Montreal.
Yeah. Excellent.
Excellent five-letter answer. We could come back to that. We're not going to get any more letters.
Not Delhi.
We have them all.
No, they wouldn't have.
No, probably not.
Wouldn't they have it? The 500 metres. No. It's like running to the toilet. Oh, sorry, that's casually racist.
Oh, casually racist.
Ooh, that's a yellow.
Oh, it's two words again. Whose former husbands include Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson?
Oh, it's
Presley.
Yeah, Presley. Elvis's granddaughter, isn't it?
Not Priscilla, the other one.
No, Priscilla, yeah. Presley.
Yeah, it's...
Rachel Presley. No, that's the girl I went to school with. hello, Rachel.
She did well.
Three names. So we have the middle name as well. So it's something, something Presley.
Oh, Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
I knew that would help.
Wasn't she in his video?
Yeah,
who, Michael Jackson's.
No, Nicolas Cage.
No, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I thought, didn't she never, didn't her and Michael Jackson, even though they were married for a year, it was never consummated?
Rumour has it, that's absolutely
they
true.
They would just hold hands.
Yeah.
And blow bubbles.
Oh, I see what you did there. It's an oldie, okay, but not a goodie.
Moving on. Another one for you here, Bob. What old English silver coin was worth 4 pence?
A muckle.
No. 4 pence. Is
how
it
many letters?
It's five letters and it has an R as a second letter.
Is it
so it's
a thruppenny? A groat.
Groat. Groat.
It is
fit.
A groat.
It's a groat.
That's excellent work.
Get you.
I was just being silly.
Yeah.
Excellent work there. Okay, let's find another one. I've got a letter in.
One groat.
Across.
That's where the name John came from.
From groat. John O'Groats.
Yes.
Right.
Why is it called John O'Groats?
He was loaded.
Was he?
I have no idea.
He had lots of groats.
Yeah. He had lots of groats. So it was John O'Groats. Hey, that's John O'Groats. You don't get that nowadays, do you? Hey, it's John moneyed
loads
up or something.
Money.
Like John O'Money.
Okay, which lunar module landed in the Sea of Tranquility in 1969?
Apollo.
Hold on, where am I? 13?
No.
Eagle.
Yeah, the Eagle has landed.
Eagle has
landed,
yes, of course. 69.
Mm. I was 1 year old. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Ooh, now this is an interesting one. Right, surveys show that about half the people in Iceland believe in what? Now,
puffins.
I've read this in an article recently.
They believe
Bjork.
They believe in trolls.
Bjork.
Trolls?
They believe in trolls.
No, it's only five across. Trolls would be six.
Singular. They believe in a troll.
They believe a troll.
One troll.
Just one troll. His name's Douglas. Douglas the troll.
I tell you what, we can come back to that.
Douglas O'Troll.
let's see if we can get another letter in that one, shall we?
No, I'm sure it's something like trolls or munchkins or...
I think it's elves or something like that.
It is. It's
elves would fit.
Elves would fit.
Elves would fit. If we get this one, we'll have the first letter, then we'll work from that. Okay. Which Shakespeare play... Oh, that bodes well for us. Which Shakespeare play has hell within its title and a main character with demon in her name?
Shakespeare?
Shakespeare play.
It's hell.
With hell within its title, so... Could be hidden in an
hell animal. Hath no fury.
Like a woman hell. Scorned, that's but that's not a title though, isn't it?
Mm.
Titus Heldromedus.
Heldronicus.
Romeo and Hell.
Othello.
Othello.
Othello,
yes.
Othello.
Demon.
Desdemona.
Oh, yes,
Desdemona.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay.
That was a bit cryptic.
It was a little bit cryptic for a quiz word, Alan. I have to say, watch yourself there.
He's venturing out, he's spreading over.
Yeah.
He's spreading over the page.
I remember Othello from Fame, the TV series. They did a version of it, dancing Othello with Leroy as
admitting to that. Well,
Leroy as.
I saw Othello at Stratford. Leroy. And Neve Cusack was playing Desdemona, and she came on stage backlit, and lots of school kids saw her naked.
Really?
Yes. Sorry. Cheered. No, but they did laugh at Ben Kingsley once when he was doing a tragic speech at the end. And
the still kids laughed, did he get angry?
And he said, just one more kiss, and everybody tittered.
Like schoolboys.
Our school, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, cars again. Which car manufacturing corporation was sold to Ford Motor Company in 1999, who then sold it to a Chinese conglomerate in 2010? Five letters. Volvo.
Volvo,
isn't that what Icelandic people believe?
Icelandic people believe that Volvo exists. I'm a big believer. I'm getting casually racist.
You've got to stop that. Stop. You don't even know.
I don't want to be known as the casually.
And also that all Scandinavian people drive Volvos.
I'm going to go with Volvo.
Even
because it makes my elves work.
Is Iceland Scandinavia? I don't know if it is.
So you're going for elves?
I'm going because if we have Volvo, that V gives me the elves.
Okay, well elves.
And I like that.
You like
that. So we're going to go with Volvo. Might have to come back.
Does it make troll work, though, as well?
No, it doesn't.
Elves.
What's
troll?
Trolls don't work.
What hard plaster coating is a base for gilding or painting?
Gold. Sorry. I wasn't listening to the question.
You know the rules. If you're not listening properly.
I just shouted. It worked when I said groats. And I just shouted out something.
Please repeat.
What? Right. Paying attention this time, boys.
Okay.
What hard plaster coating is a base for gilding or painting?
Plinth.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know.
What hard...
Are you looking
so
for
there's
some...
a plaster and then that you're going to paint over.
Oh, okay. So that you gild over. Because gilt's done with gold. Gold stuff.
Yeah, but
gild
you gild over something.
Over something. Is it plaster of Paris? Is it...
No, it's probably something that you seal plaster with, like some sort of varnish or some sort of, you know, something like that. Maybe? So that when you paint, it doesn't soak into the plaster.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, this is... See?
You probably know this.
Yeah, I do. It's size. Is it sizing? Size. It's like a glue that gets...
Yeah.
It's just glue that... you let it get sticky. Sizing.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I don't think we know. We don't know, but it kind of rings a bell. Let me try and get... Bugatti's first name... And that might help us on that one.
Bugatti, not Bukaki.
Bukaki.
Steven. Steven
okay,
Bugatti.
Okay, so I can give you Bugatti's first name now. Remember, it was six letters.
Yeah.
And it's now blank T, blank O, blank blank.
So O-T.
So it could be Othello. Othello. Yeah. No,
Vittori.
Blank T. So it could be...
Blank something.
Or Ot.
Otto?
No,
yeah, we need six letters. He's Italian.
A nice
Italian name. Antonio.
Does that work?
Doesn't fit.
Antonio.
Antonio.
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, no. No.
Moving right. on.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come back to that as well. Right.
Stuart.
Stuart.
It's a good
Stuart
name.
With an O.
Stuart. Yeah. We don't know that, do we? Okay, let's go for a nice short one. How many bridges span the Amazon River?
Lots.
I'm not going to say
zero.
Lots would fit, to be honest.
None.
Yeah, it's four letters, so it could be. I'm just going to lightly
it's
put
too
that
wide.
Because it doesn't help us.
None.
The bridge hasn't been invented that will span
that will
the
span.
Amazon.
But they've got piranhas, so they have to. They
be useful.
Yeah,
if they do
have a bridge over it,
and they don't. Okay, yeah. All right. Let me check some of the downs and see if that helps. Okay.
Sorry. Occasionally I make that noise.
Okay. Which West Side Story?
Oh, yeah.
Musical
man. Ooh, I love a musical.
Which West Side Story song includes For Here You Are and What Was Just a World Is a Star?
Maria.
Yeah.
Seven letters.
Oh,
yeah.
Not Maria then.
Is anyone you know, that's why.
So it is. So okay. Seven, is it tonight? It's tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah,
I can't sing it because
is that the rapey song?
No, is there a rapey song?
I know that's Rod Stewart. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night. Mm. Oh, those lyrics are dodgy airs nowadays.
That's true. Okay, and the other one, who became US president almost exactly 100 years after Lincoln's inauguration?
Nixon.
Okay, Lincoln's inauguration. American Civil War would have been...
18. Is it someone like... It's 100 years on.
Yeah, so it'll be late 1900s. So it'll be someone
like
Reagan.
How many letters?
Someone like that. 7 letters.
Is it the first Bush?
Not Reagan,
so it's not
then.
Reagan. No, 7 letters, so it's not either of the Bushes.
Kennedy. Or Kennedy.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
So I suspect you're right. The answer is none on Bridges' banner, or zero.
None.
Okay. Now there's another one we've got a few letters on, so let's jump to there. Vanilla comes from the seed pods of what type of plant? It's a type of orchid, isn't it?
Vanilla plant.
Yes.
A vanilla plant, orchid.
It is an orchid, yes. Is it an orchid?
Is it?
It is in my singular piece of...
knowledge.
Horticultural knowledge.
Oh yeah, because you normally you kill plants, don't you?
I do.
But you managed somehow.
I just need to look at them.
But somehow you've got that orchid still alive. Is that an orchid?
Have you seen it? Today?
Is it dead? Have you killed it?
A week ago it looked fantastic. Today it seems to be dead again.
Don't they die? Is that part of their cycle?
They do, and it seems to come back. Yeah.
Everything dies.
And those sobering words for the listening public out there, Bob. Everything dies.
Just telling it like it is.
This too shall pass.
Okay, here we go. What language gave us words trampoline, bankrupt, and influenza?
Oh,
I think that's going to be...
Hindi.
No, if you think of listen to the scan of influenza, it's going to be Italian, isn't it?
Oh, right. Influenza. Oh,
trampoline.
Trampoline, influenza.
Bankrupt?
That's just
not so sure.
A bankrupter.
That's just saying words with an Italian accent.
My mother's way of talking to foreigners is by being louder but imitating their accent. Excuse me, where is the train station?
Do they understand?
Does it work?
Oh. I don't know.
It works every time.
Every time it works. Here's a tip for travellers.
Okay, let's go to this one instead. Egypt is the world's largest exporter of what fruit? 5 letters, ends in S, because obviously
dates.
We're talking plural.
Dates.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah.
Bound to be.
All that Assassin's Creed didn't go to waste.
Yeah, playing Assassin's Creed. You eat dates. You eat dates, yeah.
Bad dates.
Bad dates indeed.
Oh, that'd be good on that. All right, moving along. What sun-dried brick is used in hot, dry climates?
I know this one. It's a colour, isn't it?
Adobe.
Aren't they called just Adobe, but it's spelled the same. Yeah. Isn't Adobe the building, not the brick? An Adobe hut. No, it is. You're right. It's Adobe, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's a hut.
So do you suppose that's why Adobe is called Adobe? The program?
Coincidence.
Or do you build things with it?
You build things with it. Yeah. Adobe? Maybe.
Yeah. We'd have to email them and ask.
Yeah.
Maybe they have an FAQ section. Anyway, right on. Let's carry
That'd
on.
Be a cracker.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What apparatus is used for making whiskey?
Still.
I'm guessing there's going to be a still.
Still. Yeah.
As it is with any spirit, right?
Still. It's a still.
Was that Scottish?
It was Scottish. It was Sean Connery.
Just checking.
It was a still.
I'm afraid that the spelling they used on whiskey was the Irish version, even though not the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same process, though.
Same process, so...
Different country.
It's done with a still. We're recording this one day after St. Patrick's Day.
That's true.
Yeah, and I celebrated by going out and getting righteously drunk.
It's traditional.
As one should.
And Claire, thanks for opening the front door for me. I was having a lot of trouble getting the key in.
Okay, now I think we're going to be all terribly embarrassed that we don't know this one because everyone else will. From the early 1870s, who, Walter Someone, published books of New Zealand birds that contain images familiar to generations of New Zealanders?
Oh.
I suspect those generations don't include us.
I like birds, though.
How many letters?
Okay, so...
I think I know this.
Yeah.
6 letters and it starts with B.
Billy.
Yeah, no.
Bushels.
I don't think you do know this. Okay, it's B blank L. Does that help?
Gee, told you. Billy.
6 letters. 6 letters.
Like Billy Piper.
No. Then we move on. B blank L blank E blank.
Belter.
Beanut.
So this is going to be someone really familiar to the rest of the country, and we're sitting here knowledgeless.
Benito.
Yeah, what the birds? What's the point of birds anyway?
New Zealand birds are all crap, you know that.
What?
Well, they can't,
they can't do anything. Most of them don't even fly. They just walk around saying, eat me.
They didn't need to. They don't walk around saying, eat me, eat me.
I think they do.
Not allowed to anymore.
Yeah.
They've been stopped.
Have you ever eaten kiwi?
Yeah, that's really tasty.
It does. Tastes just like swan.
Pukeko.
Pukeko, yeah.
Well, my cousin did have a plan that we should farm kiwi. Yeah. A, it would stop them from being endangered because there'd be an excess of them. And B, we could eat them.
I wonder what
and make cloaks out of their feathers as well.
Yeah, but they don't breed, do they?
They don't breed. It's not like they're ravenous breeders. Yeah. That's why rabbit pie is good. Because you're really helping eradicate a problem there.
Yeah.
That's what those vegetarians, vegans don't think about. If they stop eating animals, we'd be overrun by cows.
Okay.
Some might suggest we are.
No, we've done
already.
This, right. Okay, here's one that we haven't. Yeah. In 1871, which city saw the world's premiere of Verdi's opera Aida?
Oh, it's Vienna.
No, it's not, because it's only five letters. And it's blank A, blank R, blank.
Not Paris, then.
No, not Paris.
Athens?
Verdi's. Is it going to be an Italian city, you would think?
I thought it was somewhere like...
Rome, Milan, Florence, Venice. So,
yeah, reel off some Italian
Napoli.
Cities.
No. Isn't it Austria, though? Was Austria somewhere in Austria? That's what I thought. Is Vienna's in Austria? No.
It is.
But it's not
way
wrong.
Too long for this.
Aida, because it's
Berlin. Are you sure orchids, right?
Berlin, you're jumping out of Austria quite a bit there.
Well, I just think it's not Aida,
five letters, remember, so we've got to think of shorter cities.
Like Paris would fit.
Like Paris. Mm. No, it wouldn't. Because the R is in the wrong place. Blank A, blank R.
But if orchid was wrong...
Orchid is right. I tell you, that is my one piece of horticultural knowledge in the world, is that vanilla pods come from
I challenge.
No.
Oh, he's challenging
you
it.
You do not, because you know it fits with
no,
all the
I
other
don't.
Words.
You're right. Silly me.
Right. Now behave yourself. Okay, we still need Bugatti's first name.
What's that? Sorry?
We still need Bugatti's first name.
Bugatti's
Nobody first. Knows it, do they?
Litters.
It begins with a...
I've done this. Blank T. Blank T. Blank O. Blank blank. Stolly.
Stolly?
That's it.
See?
Stolly Bugatti.
It be something like that.
Stromboli.
If we can get six down, we're waiting on you for this, Nick.
What?
This is our hard plaster coating... which is a base for gilding or painting.
Plaster of Paris.
It's not like they're using flower arranging, is it?
Probably not going to help anyway.
X.
Oasis.
Well, I think we've reached an impasse.
We might have to Google shame ourselves.
Let me just quickly run through the ones that we don't have, just
Google
in case.
Shame ourselves, yes. That sounds...
Oh, you have
in case we can
me.
Go back to any of them. Okay, so we're after the city that hosted 1962 Commonwealth Games.
Right, it's in
the
Commonwealth.
One of the ones we haven't got.
It
will be in the Commonwealth. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes,
that will narrow down the countries.
Read out the letters that we have.
Okay, the city is five letters long. It is blank E blank T blank.
I'm sure.
Perth.
Lovely.
There we go.
Pulls one out of the bag.
Nice. I'm sure there were lots of listeners at home shouting
that one.
I'm sure, yeah.
Especially the one listener. The one Australian listener will be shouting that one out.
It's Perth, you drongos!
Right. Then we've also got our...
And we care.
Our Walter, someone who published books of New Zealand bird pictures.
And it begins with a B. Yeah.
And it's not Billy. No, it's a surname anyway. Walter...
Bennett?
No, it's got an L in
Bushel?
The middle there.
I bet
your mother would know this.
My mum is screaming at this.
Yeah, your mother's not screaming it.
But she does.
She doesn't listen to us,
No,
though.
She doesn't. No, my mum just screams at
She's got one of our
things.
Listeners.
Screams
She would
at
know this, though.
Would she?
Yeah.
We could call her.
Your phone a friend option.
What time is it? Oh no, she'll be drunk.
Yeah, true. Too late.
So what?
It's after the gym.
It's after 10 o'clock.
It's after 10 o'clock in the morning. She'll be drunk.
Okay. The other thing we're still after is the hard plastic coating. Don't know that one.
Yeah.
But the other one we should find is the 1871 premiere of Verdi's opera Aida. I mean, it's entirely possible it's not even in Europe that he happened premiere in England or...
Or South America.
Are you saying it's not in Europe?
Not for long.
Not anymore.
Topical.
Oh, straight to my heart.
Okay.
Earth.
Would almost fit too, but no.
Right.
Who's first to Google shame?
Well,
I think we should Google shame Nick, because the hard plastic coating is a base for gilding or painting, and you should know this, and you feel like you do, don't you?
Well, you're in charge, so you should Google.
So you're Googling?
Not yet. You're going to keep thinking about it.
I'm keeping thinking about it.
Yes.
This will make riveting listening. Yeah, me thinking.
Listening, you thinking. You don't know this at all.
I don't know this at all.
You don't know this at all.
What
is
it?
I can promise you do not know this.
What?
Gesso. With a G. It might not be a hard G, it could be gesso, but if it's a hard G, it's gesso. G-E-S-S-O.
Gesso.
Anyone ever
heard
of that before?
Gesso, no.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
For a minute then, I thought that was Bugatti's first name. Gesso. Like one of the Marx brothers. Gesso. Gummo. Groucho.
It does, however, give us an E on the end of Bugatti's first name.
Which doesn't help.
Which actually doesn't help at all.
No.
So I just run through it one more time. We're blank T, blank O, blank E now.
No.
Still no?
No, we've given up.
Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna give you a little clue on it.
Yeah.
Because I am shaming. It starts with E.
Yeah.
So it's et something.
Etoile.
And it's as we were saying, very Italian sounding.
Etrusco. Italy.
Ellen.
It is in fact Ettore.
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 Of course.
Well, that's silly. I've never heard of it.
No, never heard of that one either. So there's no shame. If we Google it and go, oh my God, I knew that.
Yeah.
There's shame there.
Oh, then we're shamed.
Then we're shamed.
Then we're shamed. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not shamed because there's no way I would have got gesso.
No, that's true.
All right. I'm still in the clear.
I will forgive your shame.
I feel a bit of shame all the time.
You should stop touching it.
Yes, I know.
You should stop touching your shame.
I shouldn't share, should I?
Okay, we're going to go for the one that I bet your mother knows.
Yeah.
Now, remember, it starts with B. It is the surname of Walter.
Yeah.
Images familiar to generations of New Zealanders.
Well, not this generation.
Not this generation either. His surname is Buller.
Buller?
Buller.
Buller. Buller.
No, you Walter should know
Buller?
That.
I don't know that.
Well,
Walter
should.
Buller isn't familiar
okay,
to
Okay, well, I know it now, okay?
It's yep. your country.
Right.
Again, no, not the slightest clue. Perhaps we didn't read enough bird books as children, Nick.
Well, bird
Clearly.
Book. I was too... I just looked at the pictures and made up stories to go with them, quite honestly.
Or an entirely different kind of bird book.
All right.
Okay.
Is that us?
No, we've got one more that we've failed on. The premiere, world premiere of Aida.
Okay.
Any thoughts? Any last guesses?
Bari.
No, Peru.
We're blank A, blank R.
Is Orchid blank. Right?
Of course Orchid's right. Stop it. Stop it with your Orchid.
Asking.
Okay, we are moving countries though. I was right.
Faro.
You were right. It's
not
Italy.
In Europe. It's not in Europe.
It's not in Europe.
Yeah,
well,
America.
It might be somewhere else entirely. We're thinking North Africa.
Oh, what? In North Africa?
North Africa.
What? Egypt.
Yes.
It's in Egypt. It's in Cairo.
Cairo.
Oh.
Lovely.
Freaking A.
Nicely done. Well played.
Who'd have thought? What a way to finish.
Yeah.
30 in Cairo.
Cairo.
Here we are. Congratulations, boys. Well done. You have completed crossword number 1459.
Well played, Shuka.
Well,
you've got us.
Yeah, he did get us a few times.
He did get us a few times on that one, yes.
Yep.
All credit to Alan.
Right, okay. And I'd say we'll call that a day.
We'll call that a day. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. I've been Nick Ward.
And continue to be.
I've been Bob Moore, a little bit shamed.
A little bit shamed.
But not too much. I'm quite pleased.
And I've been Claire Moore, still confidently in charge. And would like to say a big thank you to Gareth Curtis, the exceedingly handsome chap at Rumpus Recording, for the music and post-production.